Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the program. So I'm scheduled to have Dr. Janine Pirro on, but Judge Janine Pirro on, but Judge Pirro has had to reschedule for Thursday. So let's see, they're having problems with Instagram. That's fine. So that's where we are. But I'm going to come on briefly right now just to give a quick program announcement and also maybe to talk about one issue that's on my mind. The program announcement is simply this. I'm not going to be doing or trying to do the program Monday through Friday, 3 p.m., just because there are so many other things going on that are pressing on me right now. There's things that in my personal life I don't want to get into. It has to do with my family, and there's some other professional things that have really precluded me from committing myself to doing the program Monday through Friday at 3. And I realize now that I can do this program, since it's online, anytime I want. I don't have to do it. That's, you know, the beauty of this in a way. It's certainly a lot different than the days when I did a program at a radio station in Greater Boston, where you had to be there at that time. And when the train took off, if you weren't on it, you were in big trouble. I never missed a show, never was late. But the online experience is a different one. So I am going to be doing the program periodically. I'm going to be interviewing guests and booking guests, in a sense, with more flexibility based upon when they can come on with me. And I also think that by not committing myself to doing the show every day, I can actually get into a more in-depth, more quality program with more content, because I can really, you know, schedule someone in and do a little research and thought and really develop a topic. And if I may say, I'm using as a model the excellent podcast hosted by Lex Friedman, who is an MIT researcher and who is hosting an incredible podcast, really going in depth. Some of his interviews go on for 2 or 3 hours, and he really plumbs the depths of a topic in its entirety. So that is kind of a model that I would like to emulate a bit. Now, I also want to mention that if you, the listener, want to reach the program and know exactly when I'm going to be going live, join my Substack, please. It's free. It's no charge. All you need to do is sign up at Charles Moskowitz Substack. And when I schedule a program in advance, and that's how I'll be doing it, you will simply get an email letting you know the time, the topic, the guest, and any other information relevant to the program. I am also going to be doing, as an experiment, since it's live, I'm going to be taking calls. So I'm going to be inviting callers to come on the program. And I'm also going to occasionally, not always, but occasionally, welcome people to join me via video. I'm going to be sending a link to the StreamYard, and you can click on that and you can actually join the program via video. I can take up to 20 people through StreamYard. So that's interesting. And then, of course, if you want to spend a little bit of money and join as a paid subscriber, and I'm going with this at the most inexpensive rate that Substack allows me to go with. And I think it's $3 a month, $2 a month, around that. And you could cancel any time. I am going to initiate what I'm calling the Moskowitz Salon. I've always wanted to have a salon. And that is something which I have a guest, usually a controversial guest, and we sort of set the table, and then those who are joining the salon, we do like a roundtable discussion, which where each person gets to contribute their thoughts, their questions. Then we have an open talk, we have an open debate, and then we, you know, it's really a format. And I'm going to be scheduling those with subscribing members of the Substack. So if you're interested in joining the Substack, you can do that by going to Charles Moskowitz Substack or Charles Moskowitz Live Substack. I'll put a link below here. You could get to that through my website, charlesmoskowitz.com. Just click on that. And again, there's no charge. You'll get notified every time I go on the air. And you're welcome to join the program and listen to it live. Certainly the archive is always available as well. And so that's how I am doing my show going forward. And I'm looking forward to it. It kind of frees me up from the intensity and the burden of having to be there at a certain time every day. It also allows me to be more flexible with guests who might have a schedule that is also in flux as well. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, I just want to make a couple of quick comments before I sign off. I'm not staying on long. By the way, let me give out the phone number. 617-398-4958. 617-398-4958. Judge Jeanine Pirro will be joining me at this time Thursday night. Not tonight. She had a commitment. Something came up, which is the beauty of this program. I can reschedule. So I shall be putting up an announcement once that's confirmed, and that should be confirmed tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to talking to Judge Pirro. She's a major personality on Fox News, and she's also a former district attorney in Westchester County, New York. She's great, you know, some great opinions on the upcoming election and other topics. I want to observe that I watch the mainstream media pretty much almost every night around 6:30. I usually watch Lester Holt. That's what my family does. That's the tradition in my family. So I kind of take in the normie news, if I may. And I can tell you without equivocation that every single time I have watched that broadcast, they take time out, and that's valuable time. That's a national time. That's national media. That's huge influence. They take a segment of time out to deliver what I like to call the Trump nothing burger. It's always some stupid, inane, indirect piece of garbage, something to keep people angry at Trump, keep him in the news in a negative way. In all the years that they have been doing Trump nothing burgers, and they do them again every night. And by the way, I am sure that it's not just Lester Holt. I think all three major networks do it. And then, of course, if you go to CNN and MSNBC, it's Trump wall to wall. They can't. It's like Trump is renting space in their brain. But it is never, really, or maybe rarely, I should say. I shouldn't say never, but it is rarely anything positive to say about Donald Trump or his administration, which by any objective metric was the most successful administration since Franklin Roosevelt, putting that aside. The only time I recall them come even moderately close to saying anything good about Trump was during the Abraham Accords, where he presided over and led the effort toward the establishment of normalization and peace relationships between the state of Israel and three Arab states, a significant development, one that would not have happened had it not been for Trump. It didn't just happen by accident. It happened because Trump knows how to do business. He has a mind of a businessman, not a diplomat. And he understands, he has certain abilities that no politician before him had, frankly. So that to me was the only time where I saw them even remotely say anything mildly good, and even then they couldn't bring themselves to do it. Anyway, I just want to finish up. Before I throw out one more topic, I'm going to give out the phone number again. 617-396-4958. 617-396-4958. And again, I'm launching this program on Substack. Is the best way to reach the program. You can subscribe to the Substack for no charge. It's free. But if you do subscribe there for free, you will be notified every time the program goes live. And you can then choose to check it out or not, whatever. But you will be invited if you decide to participate. If you choose to join in this way, you can call in, or in certain cases, not all, I'm going to invite people to join by video. So that will be, check that out. You could go to my website, charlesmoskowitz.com, or Charles Moskowitz at Substack, and join the program. Now, the issue I want to talk about here is one that I have been talking about every single day practically since the 2020 election, and that is the stolen election. I know it's not popular in many quarters to continue to talk about this, but I committed to talking about it when it happened, and I am going to continue talking about it and interviewing people on it, and I don't care how long it takes. I don't care if it's the last thing I do. I saw it happen with my own eyes. I know what I know. And the more time goes by, the more this is being confirmed. That election was stolen in a conspiracy that included people, both Democrats, rhinos, establishment figures. And it happened because Trump stood in the way. Trump was going after the deep state, and he was going after powers that are now enthroned, who seek to turn the United States into a province of the world, and who are anti, frankly, American and socialist. Trump stood in the way. He was the only person who did. And he continues to stand in the way, which is why they continue to run their Trump nothing burger every night. Anyway, this story just came out on the Gateway Pundit, which I look at every day. I urge you all to read it. And this gets into a story that was around at the time, and now it's been confirmed. Not that it needed to be. Postal Service releases final report. Contract driver Jesse Morgan vindicated. Report confirms he hauled trailer of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania in late October 2020. Let me go on. As the Gateway Pundit reported in 2020, election fraud whistleblowers came forward in December following the controversial election, including one who witnessed the shipping of an estimated 144,000 to 288,000 completed ballots across three state lines on October 21st, which is about a week and a half before Election Day. The new information was made public at a press conference by the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society. Now, I have a call into them, and I'm hoping to get an interview. I interviewed someone from their group a while ago, so I think they'll probably come on with me in the next couple of weeks. You may want to stay tuned for that. They are a national constitutional litigation organization that has stayed on this issue. The Amistad Project said that they have sworn declarations that state that over 300,000 ballots are at issue in Arizona, 548,000 in Michigan, 204,000 in Georgia, and over 121,000 in Pennsylvania. They claim that their evidence reveals multi-state illegal efforts by the USPS postal workers to influence the election in at least three of six swing states. The whistleblower statements include potentially hundreds of thousands of completed absentee ballots being transported across three state lines and a trailer filled with ballots disappearing in Pennsylvania. Attorney Phil Klein said 130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots for the 2020 general election were shipped from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, with those ballots and the trailer in which they were shipped disappeared. Now, I distinctly recall a week or so after the election when this was covered by Fox News, of all people, Sean Hannity, where he interviewed this postal officer who made this claim and who has now been vindicated. Truck driver Jesse Morgan was present at the press conference and spoke for 9 minutes about his unbelievable ordeal. Morgan was tasked with delivering completed ballots to Pennsylvania from New York State. This was his explosive testimony. Jesse Morgan, quote, "In total, I saw 24 Gaylords, or large cardboard containers of ballots, loaded into my trailer. These Gaylords contained plastic trays. I call them totes, or trays, of ballots, stacked on top of each other. All the envelopes were the same size. I saw the envelopes had return addresses. They were complete ballots," unquote. Jesse went on to say that he sat in Harrisburg for hours, and when he was told to leave, and by the way, again, he drove in from Bethpage across state lines, across from New York through New Jersey and into Pennsylvania. The supervisor at the post office would not give him a slip or an overtime slip so he could get paid. Jesse said the manager supervisor was, quote, "kind of rude." Jesse's testimony revealed that U.S. Post Office employees were in on the conspiracy to steal the votes. The Gateway pundit later discovered that rather than investigate this massive alleged crime, U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr called up investigator Tony Schaefer and killed the investigation. He never lifted a finger to investigate this enormous act of election fraud. Bill Barr is still going around attacking Trump. In his book, he attacks Trump. He lied to Trump when he told Trump after the election that he had conducted a thorough investigation of election fraud when he had not. I don't know what the deal is with Bill Barr, but boy, you know, this is a perfect example of deep state at the top level, while this poor truck driver is at the bottom level. On Election Day and afterwards, our office received various allegations of voter fraud and election irregularities. As part of my responsibilities as U.S. attorney, I wanted to be transparent with the public and, of course, investigate fully any allegations. Attorney General Barr, however, instructed me not to make any public statements or put out any press releases regarding possible election irregularities. This, again, was investigator Tony Schaefer. I was also given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the state attorney general for investigation, the same state attorney general who had already declared that you could not win. All right. So, I disagreed with that decision, but these were my orders. As a Marine infantry officer, I was trained to follow the chain of command and to respect the orders of my superiors, even when I disagree with them. In June of 2022, the Gateway Pundit reported that the United States Postal Service investigated the allegations by the truck drivers, but they would not release their report. Now this, the American Thinker published a report this weekend. The USPS finally released their report on the accusations of truck drivers hauling completed ballots across state lines into Pennsylvania before Election Day. Jesse Morgan was exonerated. No wonder they hid this for a year. You might think that this is a yarn that Morgan made up, but you'd be wrong. In its highly redacted closing memorandum, the Post Office Inspector General does not deny that Morgan was the subcontractor truck driver who took mail from Bethpage to Harrisburg and then to Lancaster. The OIG claims that Morgan identified the wrong trailer number and that his estimate of ballots could be much lower. In the documents, the OIG acknowledges that the contractor in Rochester, New York, printed 650,000 general election ballots that went to Pennsylvania. Of the total, 450,000 went to Philadelphia County and 200,000 went to Chester County. In explaining how the printing company delivered the ballots to the Pennsylvania counties, the OIG states, redacted name of the printing company, explained, but could not confirm, the ballots for both Pennsylvania BOEs, that being the Pennsylvania Board of Elections, were most likely delivered to those respective locations by their delivery trucks or entered into the mail stream locally in Rochester, New York. So after more than a year of investigation, the Post Office IG was still not sure if the two batches of printed ballots were shipped into Pennsylvania in trucks owned by the printing company or were taken to Rochester area post offices to be delivered in government trucks. Wouldn't the post office know whether or not it delivered 650,000 ballots? Mark Mendlovitz, who is he's a Twitter account here. He has more. He goes on. Well, I'm not going to read this, but you can check out. They have the full document at Gateway Pundit. Check it out. Go to the Gateway Pundit. Postal Service releases final report. This is public now. Contract driver Jesse Morgan has been vindicated. The report confirms he hauled a trailer of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania in late October of 2020. Now, I'm trying to get Jesse Morgan on this show. I don't know if he wants to do interviews. I'm trying to reach out to him. But, this is a story that I had talked about, a lot of people had talked about at the time. And here we are almost 3 years later, and it's all coming out. So the truth eventually prevails. We have to stay the course. I intend to continue to cover this, even though I've been kicked off of YouTube for it and TikTok. I am now continuing here, and I'm not going to stop. Anyway, again, I want to thank you for joining me. I'm inaugurating this program as a special feature that if you want to know when I will be broadcasting live with my guests or my live streaming, go to my Substack, Charles Moskowitz Substack, and subscribe. It's free. And you'll be notified by email whenever I schedule a program. And of course, if you want to subscribe and pay a little bit of money, you can join the Charles Moskowitz Salon, which is a conversation between you, myself, and a guest where we really get into issues of import. So thank you for joining, everyone. God bless you all. God bless America. Let's all stay strong. Thank you.